Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Wrath. It must make you so angry that hypnotists like me think that they can just take over your mind and hypnotize you anytime they want with no more than a snap. That they think that they can just throw out words and triggers and have your mind just do their bidding while you mindlessly follow their words. How dare I hypnotize you, taking control of your innermost thoughts and making the parts of your minds that are in need of relaxation go blank with just a few words. Anger can help you stay awake. It can help you focus on that feeling, on the resistance of the inevitable pull down, that wonderful feeling of relaxation and surrender. Of course, you're not going to participate. You don't want to feel relaxed or comfortable or calm and blank. You don't want to enjoy those wonderful feelings of letting your mind drift down deeper and deeper into a state of blissful blankness. You could just turn it off, of course. Stop the file and stop listening. But that doesn't prove that you can resist or that you can endure it. You want to show me what you can do. It really must get under your skin. All those words I use, all the ways in which I manipulate your mind into drifting and dropping, falling and flopping down for moments on end, going more and more blank as you listen and letting the words get deeper into your thoughts than you'd be willing to admit right now. Maybe it's easier to be angry, to feel the rage of resistance, the strong fire of not giving in, of trying to resist, of knowing that no matter what I do, you won't give in to those wonderful sensations, those deep, sweet feelings of hypnosis that can take over your mind, sometimes brainwashed or teased, other times invited on a ride or a fantasy. Many times all it takes is just a few words in the right direction, and you somehow switch off. Your mind just drops into that state and it seems to struggle staying awake. But be angry, be aware of what's happening, know what you're doing, and know how it feels. How dare I say all these words that invite your mind back into that state? How dare I imply that you would participate in such sensational sensations spiraling out of control into a center of wonderful blankness? How dare I invite your mind into the blankness that empty state where everything just seems to slow down. A blink of a moment where you just seem to struggle with everything to think and just slow down. Of course, you're not going to resist. You do want to feel relaxed. It's much easier than resistance anyway. So try to resist so you can deliciously fail and feel the sensations spread through your body. I wonder how it feels to your mind when you're being hypnotized while angry. Now, of course, there are such things as no sets and yes sets tricking you into giving in. Anger makes you predictable. So let's see if you can still answer no. You don't want to go down too easy, do you? You don't want it to happen so quickly that it's already over before you know it, do you? You don't want to just lose to the sensation that feels so good, do you? Or would it be better to just give in and let it go for a moment and enjoy the relaxation that inevitably follows? Would it be nice to let your mind give in for a moment and answer with a yes to the sensation, the invitation of going deeper? Would it be okay to feel the patience return in your thoughts that slowly lets the wrath melt and the wonderful emptiness that follows creates a warmth and a cool calm? It's okay to be confused sometimes, isn't it? And even though there was some sensation at the beginning, right now, wouldn't it be much nicer to just give in? Wouldn't it be nicer to let your mind drift away and float and drop and just follow the words? Right now, isn't it lovely to let your thoughts linger onto nothingness and drift into emptiness? Very good. And that's how nice it can be. It's okay to be frustrated sometimes or get angry when things don't go exactly your way. At other times, it's also nice to enjoy an invitation into a deep trance. And right now, wouldn't it be nice if everything just stopped and your mind dropped and your body just sort of flopped down? Muscles relaxing, thoughts draining, drifting into the wonderful emptiness of the void. Where in your mind are you most relaxed right now? And as you feel that, do you notice how it spreads to all the other parts? The more empty you become, the more patient you feel. Anger makes you predictable after all, and sometimes it's nicer to just relax and let things go. The more you let it go, the easier it becomes. And the patience you feel also allows you to let the relaxation become so real. Attention and focus on the wonderful loss of thoughts, concentrated emptiness, blank. enjoyment, hypnotized and slightly brainwashed. A little twisted, spiraling deeper center, there's a drop that allows you to fall even more. In a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, you can remain patiently deep, enjoying the sensations even more. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you'll find yourself awaken easily and calmed down quite a bit, I imagine. Regardless, I hope you have fun and you continue to feel.